those little things that pearls grow in. They come in a shell.
A snail. A small snail, you know.
Now, these grow out in the ocean. A pearl might grow in them. They're called... They got a shell. You eat them on the half shell sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, they got... I tell you, I don't remember just how they called it, what they called it.
Oysters?
Oh, you mean oysters. Yeah. Oysters, yeah. Oh, they got that down on the ground, yeah. You have to rake with them, rake, you know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's that thing you hear in the marsh at night? It goes like that, real.
A bullfrog.
Okay. And do you have any other kinds of frogs?
Oh yeah, you've got toad frog and then a spring frog, they call it. Now, spring frog, when it's rainy weather sometimes, you hear them singing around the pond you use in this time of year. Man, you can hear them sing all over the papers. They can holler. And then the old toad frog, he lives around the place, around the house, most of you.
Yeah.
And I have read where they have taken frogs, a frog and ran it, and I forgot where it was. And I believe a man carried it 17 miles. How true the story was, I don't know, but he said that he branded that frog somewhere that he recognized him when he come back home.
Yeah?
Now, that's true or not, I read that in the newspaper one time. Get the man's name and everything.
Now, what might you fish with? What would you fish with, maybe? What sort of thing?
Well, people go out here in these ponds and on the lake, rivers. Some of them fish with a rod and reel. They cast a rod and reel. Some of them have a pole, a fishing pole, and a line on it, you know. And then people go out there sometime at night, late in the evening, early in the morning, and even at night. And some people can tell about what time the mullet gonna come in. They catch them with nets, you know?
Yeah.
Catch the net and throw out there and they catch them. It don't take long to fill up, get all the fish you want, the mullet you want, you know, they come out there. They come by school, they call them.
Yeah.
I've seen me cross the river, the lake there, the bay there, and on several times I stopped them and I said, look over there, they ain't paying toll braids. Said, you see him singing just like coming like that at water. He said, he didn't have his net. Said, if he had his net, all he wanted is one throw in there. That's all he needs, mullet thing. You go by school, they call it.
Yeah. What might you fish with? You might dig something out of the ground to fish with.
Oh, get earthworm fish down in the ground, earthworm fish. And some people get shrimp, you know, they use shrimp. Or you want to buy those small shrimp, you know,
yeah.
And use that.
Okay. Now, what about those animals that crawl along the ground that have a hard shell, and when you touch them, they might pull back into the shell? What do you call them?
Well, they have some that call them a little wood tapping.
Yeah.
Then they got one that they call a gopher. They'll dig these wood tap and they'll travel all over the ground.
Yeah.
I've found several of them, put them here and turn them loose in that field, and I've seen several of them back coming around here, you know.
Yeah.
And then the gophers, they'll dig a hole down there, they'll dig a hole down here and they'll make crooked, they go way over there. It might be 8-10 feet from that, it might not be but 4-5 feet under the ground, but they dig a hole.
Uh-huh.
And, some people take the bamboo and put some hooks on it and go in there and twist it around there and get down there and get a big old catfish hook, 5 or 6 of them, they'll hook it up and pull them out, you know, that way. They're good to eat, those gophers they call it.
Yeah.
And then they had what they call a streaker head that stays in water. And then they got a
streaker head?
A streaker.
Okay.